After a long mission, Brayden finally made it back to base, still suited up, still cocky. But Teresa had plans. She'd been waiting in nothing but a satin robe and strict intentions, ready to remind him who was really in command. And this debrief, it wasn't going to be gentle. The front door swung open with a hiss of compressed air, because of course Brayden had rigged it to mimic a Star Wars ship hatch. Teresa stood in the foyer, arms crossed over a black satin robe, one bare leg peeking through the slit. Her red hair was pinned up, lips painted a dark plum, eyes sharp as a vibro blade. Brayden stepped inside, duffel bag slung over his shoulder, still wearing his flight suit. "Reporting for debrief," he smirked. Teresa didn't smile. She stepped forward slowly, inspecting him head to toe. "You're late." "Traffic in the outer rim," she rolled her eyes. "Excuses." Then, with a wicked grin, "Strip." Brayden blinked. "Excuse me? You heard me. Off with the suit, Commander." Brayden grinned and unzipped slowly, peeling the suit from his chest, down his arms, down his legs. Teresa watched, hands behind her back, pacing around him like a predator, assessing her prey. "No underwear?" she asked, voice like smoke. He shrugged. "Didn't pack any, you know, freedom of movement." Teresa bit her lip. "Of course, galactic regulations and all that." She stepped close, running a gloved finger down his chest, then lower. Brayden's breath hitched. "I've got a mission for you," she purred. "High stakes, no backup, and complete submission required." "Understood," he said, voice rough. "Good boy." Teresa pushed him gently backward until his knees hit the edge of the couch. He sat and she climbed on top, straddling him without letting him inside. Yet. She reached between them, stroking him slowly, watching his face twist with need. "Hands behind your back," she whispered. Brayden obeyed. Teresa leaned in, brushing her lips along his neck. "Do not move unless I say so," she teased him, grinding against him, wet heat sliding along his length without letting him inside. Brayden was breathing hard, muscles straining. "Please." Teresa raised an eyebrow. "Not very Jedi of you to beg, is it?" He groaned. "I'm not Jedi, baby. I'm a fighter pilot." "Good," she smirked, "'cause I don't plan to keep this gentle." She finally sat down onto him, slow and deep. Brayden's head tipped back, a ragged moan escaping his lips. Teresa rolled her hips in tight circles, nails digging into his shoulders, eyes locked on his. "Keep your hands where they are," she warned, speeding up. It was torture. Perfect. Blissful torture. Brayden's thighs tensed, jaw clenched, trying to hold back. "You're gonna come when I say," she said, breath hot against his mouth. "Not before." "Yes, ma'am." Teresa kissed him hard, biting his bottom lip as her rhythm built. Their bodies moved in perfect sync, fast, wild, hungry. "Now," she whispered. Brayden let go with a strangled groan, hips jerking as he spilled inside her, finally allowed to lose control. Teresa rode it out, taking every wave of it with a low moan of her own, collapsing against his chest when it was done. She nuzzled his neck. "Debrief complete." Brayden chuckled, still breathless. "Remind me to go on more missions." Teresa smirked. "Only if you survive them." The mission may have ended, but the real work had just begun. Brayden came home expecting a warm welcome, but what he got was full-body surrender. Teresa's orders were clear, her reward even clearer. And if he wanted another taste, he'd better survive his next assignment.